بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله، we thank Almighty Allah for sparing our life up to this day. So, inshallah ta'ala, we shall continue our studies in this book titled Asurat al-Tawheed, written by Sheikh Saleh bin Fawzan bin Abdullah al-Fawzan. In our last class, we discussed section 4 of chapter 4, which has to do with the ruling concerning portraits and historical monuments. Inshallah ta'ala, today we are going to section 5, the Fathul Qali, section 5 under chapter 4 of the book, which has to do with, he said, Al-Fathul Qali, Bi Bayani Hukm al-Istihza Bid-Din wal-Istihana Bi-Hurumati. This section is going to talk about the Islamic ruling concerning mockery of the religion. That's what's meant by Al-Istihza Bid-Din, mockery of the religion. There are people who mock Islam, or they mock the signs of Islam. What is the ruling concerning this kind of practice? There was Istihana, the Hurmati, and also the ruling concerning underrated sacred things in Islam. There are certain things in Islam that are considered to be sacred, like the Quran, or the Mosque, or the Kaaba. What is Islam going concerning underrated or achieving this kind of sacred things in Islam? He said, Al-Istihza Bid-Din Riddat Man Al-Islam. Making mockery of the religion is equivalent to committing apostasy. Okay? Whoever mocks the religion, whoever makes jest of the religion, has committed apostasy. That was corrosion and it's in the Kuliyah. It is equivalent to going out of the religion two times. What is the evidence for this? قال الله تعالى الذي قل أبي الله وآيات ورسوله كنتم تستهزئون لا تعتذروا قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. الله says قل say to them, Allah is telling the prophet, say to them, أبي الله he is Allah وآيات and his signs ورسوله and his messenger كنتم تستهزئون that you are making something of. He says, are you making mockery of Allah, His sign, and His messenger? The Lord has said, do not make any excuse. You have disbelieved after your faith. So this verse shows very clearly that when you make mockery of the religion, you have committed apostasy. You see, this verse was revealed during the Battle of Tabuk. During the Battle of Tabuk, Tabuk is an area that is very, very far from Medina. It's about almost 1,000 kilometers from Medina. So the Prophet and his companions left Medina and they went to Tabuk for jihad. And on their way back, okay, as you all know, during those days, they took a plane. So you travel and you rise on the way. Right? They go, they move, and they alight. They move and they alight. So in one of those periods that they alighted, some hypocrites among them gathered, and they were discussing, and they started making jest of the Prophet and his companion. Okay? So as they were making jest of the Prophet and his companion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse to the Prophet. So one of them immediately stood up and went to Prophet to give excuse. Alright? Inna ma kunna naqudu wa nal'ab. He was saying that we were only making idle discussion and playing. And what was saying is, Master, I tell you, don't give any excuse. You have disbelief after your belief. So it means when you make mockery of religion, whether intentionally or jokingly, you are committing apostasy. The scholar says, هذه الآية, this particular verse, تدل على أن الاستهزاء بالله على أن الاستهزاء بالله كفر. This verse shows that making mockery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an act of kufr. وأن الاستهزاء بالرسول كفر. Also, it shows that making mockery of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also kufr. وأن الاستهزاء بآيات الله كفر. And also making mockery of the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the signs of Allah is also kufr. فمن استهزى بواحد من هذه الأمور whoever makes mockery of one among these issues فهو مستهزء بجميعها he is equivalent to somebody who has made mockery of all of them if you make mockery of Allah you are like somebody who has made mockery of Allah and his messenger and his sign so anyone if you make mockery of one you have made mockery of all of them والذي حصل من هؤلاء المنافقين what happened from this munafiqun, annahum istahzahu bil rasul wa sahabati, is that they made mockery of the message of Allah and his companions. So nazalat al ayah. Then the verse was revealed, just as I told you. Wal istihzaw bi hadhihi al umur mutalazim. So making mockery of all these matters is mutalazim. It's relative to one another. Alright, it's inseparable. That's why of mutalazim. They are related to one another. It's inseparable. فَالَّذِينَ يَسْتَخِفُّونَ بِتَوْحِيدِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى Those who are making mockery of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَيُعَظِّمُونَ دُعَى غَيْرِهِ مِنَ الْأَمْوَاتِ And you see them glorifying the calling of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala among the dead. وَإِذَا أُمِرُوا And when you command them, when they are commanded to tawheed, to unify Allah, وَنُهُوا عَنِ الشِّرْكِ And they are commanded, they are prohibited from committing shirk. It's the hopeful design. You find them making mockery of this kind of matter. They are committing shirk. And when you command them that stop committing shirk, unify Allah, you see them making mockery of the person that is commanding them to do so. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى Just Allah says, وَإِذَا رَأَوْكَ إِنْ يَتَّخِذُونَكَ إِلَّا هُوَى Alright, Allah says that وَإِذَا رَأَوْكَ If they see you, that is the kuffar. If they see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَإِذَا رَأَوْكَ If they see you, إِنْ يَتَّخِذُونَكَ إِلَّا هُزُوًا They will not take you for anything except for mockery. And they will be saying, أَهَذَا الَّذِي بَعَثَ اللَّهُ رَسُولًا Is this the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent as a messenger? It's like they are saying, Allah did not say anybody to send as a messenger. It's you that he found what he offered as a messenger. And then they will say, إِنْ كَادَ لَيُزِلُّنَا عَنْ آلِهَتِنَا لَوْلَا أَنْ صَفَرْنَا عَلِيْهَا They say that he almost misled us. They are saying that the Prophet almost misled them from their God, from what they worship. لَوْلَا أَنْ صَفَرْنَا عَلِيْهَا If not that we were patient with our God. You can imagine. They are saying that they were patient with their God. Otherwise, the Prophet would have misled them from their God. So them leaving the worship of idols is It is misguided, that's what they were concerned. And they were saying kind of statement, making mockery of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, whoever, when somebody is taught that, when he is commanded to avoid sin and to unify Allah, and he makes mockery of the preacher, then his situation is the same thing with those who pass of the Quran. Because the Prophet was also commanding them to avoid shirk and to worship Allah alone, and they were making mockery of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then, فَاسْتَهْزَأُوا بِالرَّسُولِ So they made mockery of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لَمَّا نَهَاهُمْ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ When he prohibited them from committing shirk. That وَمَا زَالَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ يَعِيبُونَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ That the mushrikuun have continued to find fault in the Prophet. وَيَسْتَهْزَأُونَهُمْ بِالسَّفَاهَةِ And they used to describe the Prophet as with foolishness. They say they are foolish people without safaha. Wa dalal. And they describe them with misguidance. Wa al-junun. They describe them to be mad people. He called the prophet's name. He said, they are foolish people, they are mad people, and they are misguided people. He invited the Ahlul to the Tawheed. Whenever they invite the people, whenever they invite them to Tawheed. Limazi anfusihim min ta'azim al-shirk. Because of what is in their heart, those people, what is in their heart of glorifying shirk. وَهَكَذَا تَجِدُ مَنْ فِيهِ شَبَهُ مِنْهُمْ. And that is the way you find anybody that has a similar character with those people. إِذَا رَأَى مَنْ يَدْعُو إِلَى التَّوْهِيدِ اِسْتَهْزَى بِذَلِكَ. If he sees anybody that is invited to Tawheed, he see him making mockery of that. لِمَا عِنْدَهُ مِنَ الشِّرِكِ. Because of what he has with him of shirk. قال الله تعالى على كيف. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. يُحِبُّونَهُ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ among people, مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. There are those who take beside Allah أَنْدَادًا, rivals. يُحِبُّونَهُ, they love those rivals, كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ, the way they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّ مَخْلُوقًا. So whoever loves any creation or creator, مِثْلْ مَا يُحِبُّ اللَّهِ, the way he loves Allah, فَهُوَ مُشْرِكٌ, then that person has committed shirk. The love of Allah will supersede the love of any other thing else. وَيَجِبُ الْفَرْقُ بَيْنَ الْحُبِّ بِاللَّهِ وَالْحُبِّ مَعَ اللَّهِ. It is obligation that we should differentiate between loving for the sake of Allah and loving alongside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? When you love your parents, you love them for the sake of Allah. You love them, you respect them because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to do so. This is different from loving a creation the way you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So loving somebody for the sake of Allah is permitted in the Sharia. Loving somebody the way you love Allah is what is shirk. That is al-hubbu ma'allah. That فَهَاُولَا الَّذِينَ اِتَّخَذُوا الْقُبُورْ أَوْثَانًا. So these people that have taken the grave as their idol, تَجِدُهُمْ يَسْتَمْتِعُونَ بِمَا هُوَ مِنْ تَوْحِدِ اللَّهِ وَعِبَادَتِهِ. You will find them making mockery of things that are part of the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His worship. وَيُعَظِّمُونَ مَا اتَّخَذُوهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ سُفَعَاءَ. And you will find them glorifying what they have taken beside Allah as intercessors. وَيَحْلِفُ أَحَدُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْيَمِينَ الْغَمُوسَ كَاذِبًا. One of them, you will find him taking an oath, he will swear by Allah, al-yamin al-ghamun, that is false oath, kadiban, telling lies. If he has done something now, and you say, did you do this? He will say, I swear to God, I didn't do it. Even though he has done it, and he's telling lies, he does not have the fear of Allah in his mind. Easily, he can swear by Allah. Easily, he will say, wallah. Alright? He said, wala yajtari'u ala an yahlifa bi shaykhin kadiban. But he will not bear to swear by his chair, it is telling lies. There are people like that. Have you seen people like that, no? Yes. If you ask him to swear by the grave of the wali, if he knows he's telling lies, he will not swear. But if you ask him to swear by Allah, even if you say I swear by Allah, that will not mean anything. Alright? Easily you say by swear by Allah. So this shows very clearly that he has more honor for his wali or the grave that he worships more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْ طَوَائِفْ مُتَعَجِّدًا. That many among the various sects. تَرَى أَحَدَهُمْ يَرَى أَنَّ إِسْتِغَافَتَهُ لِلشَّرْكِ. You find one of them will be seen that is the act of seeking help from his shirk. إِمَّا عِنْدَ قَبْرِهِ, either in his grave, out there probably, or in another place beside the grave. أَنْفَعْ لَهُ مِنْ أَنْ يَدْعُوَ اللَّهِ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ إِنْ دَسْحَبْ. He will see it that is even more beneficial to him than for him to supplicate to Allah in the mosque during the time of Sahur. You know, in Islam, during the time of Sahur, that is the time before the Azan of the Fajr, is a very blessed time in the Sharia. Alright? It is part of the third half of the night. Alright? And that is the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be announcing who will seek my forgiveness, so that I will forgive him. Who will make request for me, so that I will grant him his request. In fact, Allah SWT in the Quran even prays those who need to do this to fast during this time. Allah says, "Wal mustasirina bil ashab," and those who seek forgiveness during the time of Sahur. So it's a very blessed time. It's a time that if a Muslim has any request from Allah SWT, he should take advantage of that period. Wake up 1 hour before the Azan, or 30 minutes before the Azan. Observe Nafila and supplicate to Allah SWT. It's a very precious time. Now, this kind of people, they would prefer, all right, to seek help from their grave, from their wali in the grave, than to come to the mosque, all right, and seek the help and seek help from Allah around during this precious time. That's what the Shaykh is trying to say. وَيَسْتَعْجِهُ بِمَنْ يَعْجِلُ مِنْ طَرِيقَتِهِ مَنْ يَعْجِلُ عَنْ طَرِيقَتِهِ إِلَى التَّوْحِيدِ. And you find him making mockery of anybody who has turned away from his path to the path of Tawheed. وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْهُمْ يُقْرِبُونَ الْمَسَاجِدِ. Many among them, you find them doing things that are destructive to the mosque. They commit things that will ruin the mosque. وَيَعْمُرُونَ الْمَشَاهِدِ. So you see them doing things that will bring life and progress to their shrines, the shrines that they visit. So فَهَلْ هَذَا إِلَّا مِنْ إِسْتِقْفَاتِهِمْ بِاللَّهِ. He said, is this nothing but what? Their mockery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَبِآيَاتِهِ and His signs وَرَسُولِهِ and His messenger. وَتَعَظِيمِهِمْ لِلشِّرِكِ and their glorification of shirk. وَهَذَا كَثِيرُ وُقُوعُهُ في القبوريين اليوم. So وهذا كثير وقوعه في القبوريين اليوم. So this happens a lot. It occurs a lot among those who worship, among the worshippers of the grave today in modern times. So making mockery of the religion is a grievous sin in the Sharia, which one should try as much as possible to avoid. Now the scholar says, "Wal istihza'u 'ala naw'ain." Making mockery of the religion can be categorized into two. أحدهما, the first type is what? Al-istihza al-tarih. That is direct mockery. When you make mockery of Islam directly. Okay? It says, كَالَّذِي نَزَلَتِ الْآيَةِ. Like the type, like the one that the verse was quoted before, was revealed in concerning it. وَهُوَ قَوْلُهُمْ. That is the saying of those who have come. What did they say? They said, مَا رَأَيْنَا مِثْلَ قُرَائِنَا هَؤُلَى. That was what they said. They were gathered in that battle. After they left the battle, they were going back to Medina, and they were gathered in that place. They were saying, they were discussing among themselves, and they said, مَا رَأَيْنَا مِثْلَ قُرَائِنَا هَؤُلَى. We have never seen this type of our Quranic reciter. They are referring to the Prophet and his messenger. We have never seen this type of our Quranic reciters. أَرْغَبُ بُكُونًا. They are people that like food too much. They are saying that about the Prophet and his companions. أَرْغَبُ بُكُونًا, meaning they like food too much. وَلَا أَرْغَبُ أَلْفِنًا, and they tell lies a lot. They are the worst liar. وَلَا أَجْبًا عِنْدَ النِّكَاءِ, and they are the people who are more cowards in the nikah during the battle. So that was how they were describing the Prophet and his companions. That they like it too much, that they tell lies a lot, and that they are cowards during the battle. Then they made this statement, Allah, one of them stood up to go and report to the Prophet, and at the time he got to the Prophet, the verse has already been revealed to the Prophet. So he said, أَوْ نَحْوَ ذَلِكْ مِنْ أَقْوَالِ الْمُسْتَهْزِينَ. Or if a person says similar things among the statements of people who make mockery. You see, this kind of statement is direct mockery of the Sharia. That's the قَوْلِ بَعْدِهِمْ, like the saying of some of them. دِينُكُمْ هَذَا دِينُ خَامِ. So then they will say to the Muslims, دِينُكُمْ هَذَا, this is your religion. دِينُ خَامِ is the fifth religion. Okay? Some will say, وَقَوْلُ الْآخَرِ. Some of them will say, دِينُكُمْ أَخْرَى. Your religion, this your religion is akhrat, meaning it's a religion that is archaic. Alright, it's archaic. It's not suitable for this modern time. It's not akhrat. Alright? وَقَوْلُ الْآخَرِ, another one among them will say, إِذَا رَأَى
الآمرين بالمعروف one of them is those who are commanding what is good والناهين عن المنكر or those who are prohibiting what is bad. He will say جاءكم أهل الدين. So this is what religion have come. Alright, you know, there are people like that. When they see an ustaz, for example, somebody they know that he is steadfast in religion. Whenever he sees anything wrong, they will talk about it. In their gather, they are discussing, and that kind of thing for itself. He has come, or he has come and told to Adina is wrong. All these are statements, they are saying it to mock the ustaz, or to mock the imam, or things like that. This is direct mockery. He said, Mimbabi, they say so because in terms of making jest of them. So wama ashbahu dhalik and similar things like that. Mimma la yuhsa, which cannot be counted in that the kulfa except by difficulty. That mimma huwa a'azam min qawli alladhina nazalat fihim al-aya. Among the things that statements that are even greater than what those people whom the verse was revealed concerning themselves. People even say things that are worse than what those people said today. So all these type of statements are direct mockery. One person says that they is out of the religion. The Anna'u Sari, the second type, Gairu Sari, that is indirect mockery of the religion. That's when somebody does not expressly make a statement, but he will do an action that will indicate that he is making mockery. The Wahua al Bahru Nazi La Sahil Alaw. So this is like a sea that has no shore, meaning it's a very wide area. The middle example, Al Ramzu Bil Ayn. Like making signs with eyes. Some people, when they see somebody who is upright, maybe they see somebody who has bed with jumping colors, the way they look at that person, you know that they are making jest of that person. Even though he did not expressly say anything, but from his look alone, you know that he is making jest. This is indirect mocking. The what is right to be done? I told him to bring out his tongue. Yes. Something like that. Alright? They are mocking people of the religion. What about the shepherd? Or somebody to extend his leaf? They are going to do that. Isn't it? They are making jest of people of the blood. Okay? They will jump to the edge. Or making sign with the hand. In the tilawat of Kitab Allah. When somebody is reciting the Quran. So look at that one. Okay. Your hand like this. Okay? They are making mockery. Aw sunnah to Rasulullah. Or when somebody is talking about the sunnah of the message of Allah. أو عند الأمر بالمعروف أو when somebody is commanding what is good والنهي عن المنكر or prohibiting what is bad. ومثل هذا ما يقوله بعضهم. Similar to this is what some people will say. You say إن الإسلام لا يصلح للقرن العشرين. Islam is not suitable for this 20th century. Or when it's invented tonight. It is not suitable for the 20th century. Alright? وإنما يصلح للقرون الوسطى. Rather, it is suitable for the Middle Ages. So 40 days. Okay? That Islam is backwardness. It also means backwardness. Some of them will say that in Islam there is kaswa, there is harshness. Wawashiya, there is cruelty. Alright? In the punishment of the hudud offenses. What tahazi and the tahazi offenses. So those offenses are the offenses that there are stipulated punishments for them. Alright, like zina, like sex, okay? These are those offenses. What I see are those offenses that there is no stipulated punishment, but the judge uses his discretion to give punishment. So people will say that Islamic punishments are too harsh. How can you cut somebody's hand in this modern time because it's sin? Okay, how can you stone somebody to death? How can you flog somebody? And things like that. They will say that these hudud offenses are too hard and they are too cruel. وَأَنَّهُ ظَلَمَ الْمَرْأَى حُقُوقَهَا. Some of them will say that Islam has been unjust to a woman in her rights. Okay? Okay, a woman has been treated unfairly. She has been denied her rights. حَيْثُ أَبَاهَا صَلَاتِ. Because Islam will be divorce, what the hajj is doing, or because because Islam permits divorce, what the hajj is doing, and also polygamy. Okay, so they say Islam is constitutional because it permits polygamy, or because it permits divorce, and things like that. So, what follows also the saying of some of them, al-hukm bil-qawaneen al-wadiyya ahsan lin-nas min al-hukm bil-Islam. that making judgment with al-qawaneen al-wadiyya, that's man-made law. Making judgment with man-made law, ahsan lin-nas, is better for the people. Min al-hukum bin Islam, is better than ruling with Islam. وَيَقُولُونَ بِالَّذِي يَدْعُوا إِلَى التَّوْحِيدِ, and you find them saying, concerning the person who is inviting to Tawheed, وَيُنْكِرْ إِبَرَةُ الْقُبُورِ, and somebody who is prohibiting the worship of the grave, وَالْأَدْرِيَا and tomb. هَذَا مُتَطَرِّفٌ, and you think this person is an extremist. Okay, when you prohibit people from committing shirk and invite them to Tawheed, they will say you are an extremist. You are a fundamentalist, and things like that. وَيُرِيدُ أَنْ يُفَرِقْ جَمَاتَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, they say this person wants to divide the unity of the Muslims. Right, some people say when you discuss Tawheed, you are creating division among the Muslims. Don't talk about Tawheed, leave Tawheed alone. Don't talk about Salah, or talk about fasting. When you talk about Tawheed, you are bringing division to Islam. There are people who say so. Alright? أَوْ هَذَا وَهَادِ, some of them will say this person is a Wahhabi. The Muslims will say so. Alright, they say we are a Wahhabi. Okay? أَوْ مَرْضَ أَبْقَانِ, or the people say this person has a fifth school of thought. وما أشبه هذه الأقوال, and similar statements like that, التي كلها سب للدين, of which all of them constitute what? Insult to the religion, وآله, and to the people of the religion. واستهزاء بالعقيدة الصحيحة, it also constitutes making mockery of the authentic creed. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, we have no might or power except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, ومن ذلك, still part of that, استهزاؤهم بمن تمسك بسنة من سنة الرسول. Also among that is their mockery of anybody who holds fast to any sunnah among the sunnah of the Prophet. ويقولون, you find them saying, الدين ليس في الشعر, because the religion is not only in your hair. Alright? استهزاء بعفاء اللحية, they will be saying that mocking keeping the beard. When there is somebody who is very long there, they say the religion is not about keeping the beard. There are other aspects of the religion. They are saying that to mock such a person. He said, وَمَا أَشْبَهَ هَذَا وَمَا أَشْبَهَ هَذِهِ الْأَلْفَاظِ الْوَقْحَ, right? And similar words like that, of this kind of statements that are derogatory, right? Statements that are derogatory, that constitute a rudeness to Islam. So that is the end of the section. So the summary of it all is that making mockery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or his messenger, or the signs, among the signs of Islam, is an act of kufr, and one should avoid it. Or making mockery of our sisters in hijab, we call them ninjas, or some of them we call them ninjas, and different kind of statements like that. All these are kufr, alright? They constitute an act of disbelief. May Allah save us from them. Okay. Let us read some part of Al-Fasl al-Sadi, okay? Section 6, under chapter 4 of the book. It's a very long section, but we can read from it, inshallah. It says, Al-Hukm bighayri ma anzal Allah. This will talk about ruling with other than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. Alright? In the past, I've made reference to this very matter. Islamic ruling concerning judging with other than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. He said, مِن مُقْتَضَى الْإِيمَانِ, مِن مُقْتَضَى الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَعِبَارَتِهِ, among the implications, part of the implications of believing in Allah and worshipping Him is that الْخُضُوء مِن حُكْمِهِ, is that one should subject himself, one should submit himself to the ruling of Allah. وَرِضَى بِشَرْئِهِ, and one should also be pleased with the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرُجُعُ إِلَىٰ كِتَابِهِ, and one should go back to his book, the Qur'an. وَسُنَّةِ رَسُولِهِ, and the sunnah of his messenger. عِنْدَ الْإِخْتِلَاةِ فِي الْأَقْوَالِ, when there is difference of opinion, or when there is disagreement in our views. وَفِي الْأَقَائِ, and also when there is disagreement in matters concerning creed. Or in khusumat, or when there are disputes in any matter. Or in dima, and when there are disputes concerning blood, when there is a case of murder, for example, okay, if you rule using the book of Allah. Wal amwal, or when there are disputes concerning money or wealth, وسائر الحقوق and all other rights. Say, for إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَكَمُ, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the judge. وَإِلَيْهِ الْحُكُمُ, and all rules belongs to Him. All judgment belongs to Him. فَيَجِبُ عَلَى الْحُكَّامِ, so it is obligatory upon judges and leaders. أَنْ يَحْكُمُوا بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ, it's obligatory upon them to rule by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. وَيَجِبُ عَلَى الرَّعِيَّةِ, it is also obligatory upon the followers. أَنْ يَتَحَاكَمُوا إِلَى مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ, for them to seek judgment from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. في كتابه in his book. وَسُنَّةِ رَسُولِهِ and the sunnah of his messenger. قال تعالى الذي في حق الولاة, Allah says concerning the leader. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَنْ تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَى أَهْلِهَا. Allah commands you that you should return back the trust to those who they are due. إِلَى أَهْلِهَا, to those who they are due. وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, and when you judge between people, أَنْ تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ, you should judge with justice. That is judge with what Allah Ta'ala has revealed. There can be nothing more just than what Allah has revealed. وَقَالَ فِي حَقِّ الرَّعِيَّةِ, Allah also says concerning the followers that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, all you who believe, أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ, obey Allah, وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ, and obey the messenger, وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ, and people who are in authority among you. فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ, when you disagree in anything, when you have disagreement in anything, فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ, then refer it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالرَّسُولَ, and the messenger. إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ, if truly you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and the last day. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ, that is better, وَأَحْسَنُ تَعْوِيلًا, alright, and then in the final determination of the matter. So, these two verses, you know, the first verse is an injunction upon the leader that they should judge by what Allah has revealed. The second verse is commanding the follower that they should seek judgment from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also revealed. It says, ثُمَّ بَيَّنَا, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also explains, أَنَّهُ لَا يَجْتَمِعُ الْإِيمَانِ مَعَ التَّحَاكُمْ إِلَى غَيْرِ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ. Allah explains that لَا يَجْتَمِعُ الْإِيمَانِ, true faith, true iman does not come together with what? مَعَ التَّحَاكُمْ إِلَى غَيْرِ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ. It does not come together with seeking judgment from other than what Allah has given. Meaning there's no way somebody can say he is a true believer and yet he goes to seek judgment from other than what Allah has given. The two cannot go together. وقال تعالى الله سبحانه, ألم ترى إلى الذين يزعمون أنهم آمنوا بما أنزل إليك. Allah says, have you not seen those who claim, يزعمون, those who claim أنهم آمنوا بما أنزل إليك, they claim that they believe in what has been revealed to you, وما أنزل من قبلك, and that they believe in what was revealed before you. يريدون أن يتحاكموا إلى الطاغوت, yet they want to seek judgment from a طاغوت, from false judges. وَقَدْ أُمِرُوا أَنْ يَسْكُرُوا بِهِ, while they have been commanded that they should believe in all this, they should believe, they should believe in it. وَيُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانِ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا, and the shaitan wants to misguide them, wants to lead them far astray. Okay, so you can see in this verse, Allah says they claim that they believe in Allah. They claim that they believe in what has been revealed to the Prophet. Yet they want to seek judgment from so the two cannot go together. You understand? In our Qawlihi Ta'ala, up to where Allah says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ, Allah says, but no, by your Lord. Allah swears, Allah is swearing now. He says, by your Lord, لَا يُمِنُونَ, they will not be true believers, حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ, until they make you the prophet, the judge, in whatever dispute they have between them. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنْفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا, and then they do not find, all right, harat, they do not find any worry, all right, in their mind, mimma qadait, from the decision that you have taken, from what you have ruled. Wa yusallimu taslima, and they submit in society. Okay? So it's not just for them to make the prophet the judge, but they must not have any bad feeling in their mind concerning what the prophet has judged. All right? They must submit to it totally. You must accept that what is covered as rule is defense. You understand? You see this particular verse? This last one, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. It was within when an incident took place in Medina between one of the two companions of the Prophet, all right, Zubayr ibn Awwam, and one other companion in the hadith, he didn't mention it, just saying he's an Ansari. Zubayr is among the Muajirun, he came from Makkah, while the other one was an Ansar among the people of Medina. They both have a farm, all right? The farmland of Zubayr is in front, it comes first before the farmland of the Ansar. Okay, so if there is a stream of water that flows, okay, so the stream of water will flow through the farmland of Zubayr before it gets to the farmland of the Ansar. Okay. So, usually what Zubayr is to do, as the stream is flowing, he will block it so that water will gather and will spread around his farm. Okay, after water has entered all parts of the farm, they will now release the stream so that it will flow down to his neighbor, the other Ansar that has the farm flow. Okay, so this Ansar began to complain. He began to say that, why will Zubayr block the stream? He just allowed the stream to flow directly like that, which is not proper. Alright, if the stream is allowed to flow like that, then it will not reach all parts of the farmland of Zubayr. And in the first place, Zubayr's farmland comes before his own farmland. You get it? So he now reported to the Prophet. You get it? When he reported to the Prophet looked at the situation and he saw that what Zubayr was doing is not wrong. Alright, so now said to Zubayr, okay, block the water. Okay, since the water is there, it's not like Hebrew water that will go and come. All right, it's there. Okay, so block it, let it extend to your farmland. All right, then release the water to your neighbor. This answer was not happy with this judgment. All right, he said to the Prophet, he said, "I'm kinda even amadi." That was said to the Prophet. He said, "You gave this judgment because Zubayr is your cousin." All right, meaning he said that he's among the Muhajirun, that's who that came. So you are like, you are being biased in your judgment. So the Prophet became, and right, and Allah Ta'ala revealed this part, that they will not be true believers. Or say what? They make the Prophet be judged in any dispute that they have. And then they should not even, after he has judged, they shouldn't have any ill feeling in their mind, and that they should submit totally to what he has revealed. That was why Allah revealed that part. Now, he said, فَنَفَى سُبْحَانَهُ. So Allah Ta'ala negated. نَفْيًا مُؤَكَّدًا بِالْقَسْمِ. A negation that was emphasized with an oath. He said, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ. Alright? So Allah negated with an oath. By swearing by, he said, by your Lord. He said, نَفَى الْإِيمَانَ أَمَّنْ لَمْ يَتَحَاكَمْ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ. Allah negated faith from whoever does not seek judgment, alright, from the Prophet. وَيَرْضَى بِحُكْمِهِ, and who is somebody who is not pleased with his ruling, وَيُسَلِّمْ لَهُ, and somebody who does not submit to him. Allah has negated such that is iman. كَمَا أَنَّهُ حَكَمَ بِكُفْرِ الْأَوْلَادِ. Just as Allah also ruled that al-ulad, الَّذِينَ لَا يَحْكُمُونَ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ حَكَمَ بِكُفْرِ. Those leaders who do not judge by what Allah has revealed, Allah also ruled that they are kuffar. وَبِظُلْمِهِمْ, Allah also ruled that they are unjust people. وَفِسْقِهِمْ, Allah ruled that they are rebellious. قَالَ تَعَالَى, Allah says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. That is, whoever does not judge by what Allah has revealed, then those are the kuffar. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And whoever does not judge by what Allah has revealed, then those are the al-zalimun, they are the unjust ones. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ, and whoever does not judge by what Allah has revealed, for Ulaika, those are the rebellious ones. Okay. Yes, sir. Alright. It says, وَلَا بُدَّ. وَلَا بُدَّ مِنَ الْحُكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. It says, one must judge by what Allah Ta'ala has revealed. وَالتَّحَاكُمْ بِلِهِ. And one should seek judgment from it. فِي جَنِيِ مَوَارِدِ الْمِزَانِ. In all areas of dispute. fil aqwal al ijtihadiyya min al ulama, whether in ijtihad, whether in matters of ijtihad among scholars. فلا يقبل منها الا ما دل عليه الكتاب والسنه. No opinion will be accepted except that which is indicated by the book, that's the Quran and the Sunnah. من غير تعصب لمذهب, without any bias for any particular school of thought. ولا تحيز لإمام, or any prejudice to any imam. وفي المرافعات, and likewise in matters of litigation, والخصومات and disputes, إسائل وحقوق, in all other matters. لا في الأحوال الشخصية فقط, not just in personal law alone. You know that us here in Nigeria, we only apply Sharia in personal law, or the issues of marriage, inheritance, what else? Custody of children and this kind of areas, all right? But in other areas, the Sharia does not apply. So it shouldn't be so. Kamati by the word and letting fantasies in an Islam, just as we have in some countries that affiliate themselves to Islam. فإن الإسلام كل لا يتجزأ, because Islam is all, Islam is in totality, لا يتجزأ, it is not fragmented. Okay, قال تعالى, Allah says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا, Allah says, all you who believe, ادخلوا في السلم كافة, enter into the code of Islam in totality. وقال تعالى, Allah says, أفتؤمنون ببعض الكتاب, that is, will you believe in some part of the book, وتذكرون ببعض, and you disbelieve in some part. So if you say that you rule with the Sharia in some areas, you don't rule with the Sharia in some other areas, then that is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. Okay? That's not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. Inshallah, we'll stop here, because if I say I will read the next paragraph, it's very long. I cannot read some of it. I'll have to read all. Inshallah, we'll stop here. Whatever we have said that is right, may Allah reward us for it. Whatever was said that is wrong, may Allah forgive us. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. If there are questions, I will take before the azan. No. Malik Salam. Outside the lecture. Salat. It stay long in the institute.
Yeah.
So, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us to supplicate a lot, all right, while in the state of sujood. All right, he said, "Wa amma sujood, fajtahidu fihi bid-du'a." As for the sujood, we should strive to make du'a. Now that hadith of the Prophet, it says, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ لِرَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. Alright, the time that a servant is closest to his Lord is when he is in a state of sujood. Therefore, أَكْثِرُ فِيهِ مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ. So, we can say a lot of commentary. So, generally, when one is in a state of sujood, one is encouraged to supplicate a lot. Yes, so that's why some people elongate the sujood. But as an imam, alright, imam is expected to consider those behind him. Alright, so imam should not elongate the sujood unnecessarily, because among the people that are praying, there are people who have other things to attend to. Alright, just like in the hadith of Muaz ibn Jabal, when he was elongating prayer, what the Prophet told him, after turn and answer Ya Bilal, alright, that in your path there are people who are old, there are people who are sick, that people who have other needs. Alright, so don't elongate the prayer unnecessarily. Because what if a person is praying alone, alright, then one can elongate the sujood. Alright, because it is encouraged that you should supplicate. Ask Allah of any bounty. Among these bounties, Allah inshallah will grant. That's why some people elongate the sujood. Allah wa in any case, the imam should balance. That is, the imam should balance. Should not be too long, we should not be insured. And that's why even you find that in many faith books, alright, you know, in many faith books, they will tell you that as an individual, when you go to sujood, you say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la 3 times. As for the imam, they will tell the imam to say it 7 times. Alright, that is meaning it should give time. Give room for other people to say and also supplicate and things like that. You know, so imams will be balanced. Okay? To balance it. Any other questions? May Allah reward us abundantly. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.